Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. Shu Espanso Luinishva Sam Biakushom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, end of the Gemara brings, there was a story. The relative of Rav Idi Baravin passed away. And he left a dikla, he left a palm tree. Rav Idi Baravin said, I am the closest relative. And somebody else said, I am the closest relative. Then the Gemara goes on. The story is that the other person changed his mind. It was Moide, that Rav Idi Baravin is the close relative. So Rav Chisda gave the palm tree to Rav Idi Baravin. It says Rav Idi Baravin, I want the fruits back as well. Why are you giving me only the tree? I want also the fruits that the other person ate. Says the Gemara, told him Rav Chisda, you are the ones, though, showing me my love. Adam Gadol, you're Adam Gadol. And Rav Chisda said, I disagree with what you said, because you're relying on his words. And he said that he's a closer relative. And the Rishonim go on to discuss what exactly is the reason if he admitted that he is not the closer relative, why should he not pay the fruits that he ate till now? But the Lashon that we have here in the Gemara is Rav Chisda says on Rav Idi Baravin, he says, they say on you, Zeh Shoheim Rimolov, Adam Gadol. They say on you that I'm Adam Gadol. What is the reference over here? Why is Rav Idi Baravin called over here Adam Gadol? So I saw a beautiful pshat over here. One was brought in the Sefer Yad Elio, or Elio Schlusinger, and the other one brought in the Sefer Chukir Etzernecho, or Yaakov Chaim Sefer, Chelek Beis Simen Aleph. They both say the same idea. So look at the Gemara in Shabbos of Chov Gimel on Beis. It says over there, the Ravuna said, HaRogil B'ner Avle Embodim Tamini Chachom. Someone who takes care of the neighbors of Shabbos and of Chanukah, so he will have children that will be Tamini Chachom. And then there's a story. Rav Huna used to go through the house of Rav Avin Nagro. And he saw that he was very careful with the candles. So he told him, Trei Gavrei Rav Revei Nafke Merach, there'll be two people, Bnei Adam Gedoylim, they'll come out from this house. Nofek Minah, who came from there? Rav Idi Bar Avin and Rav Chia Bar Avin. So meaning, Rav Idi Bar Avin and Rav Chia Bar Avin, these two brothers, or Bnei Adam Gedoylim, because they had a special bracha of Rav Huna, they will be Gavri Ravrevi. That was their title, that was the name that Rav Huna gave them, they will be Adam Gadol. So you may live very meduic in our Gemara, that Rav Idi Bar Avin is called Adam Gadol, he is the one, he is the son of Rav Avi Nagro, he's the son of the one who got a special bracha, that Rav Huna said he will be Adam Gadol. So that's Rav Chisda says, you're not the person, Adam Gadol, you're Adam Gadol. Because you got a bracha from Rav Huna that you are considered to be Adam Gadol. So says Rav Chisda, you Rav Idi, they call you Adam Gadol. According to my svara, I understand that the karu, the relative, the other person deserves the fruits. So where is the godless of you? Where is the gdula that you're supposed to get based on the bracha of Rav Huna in Maseches Shabbos? And just to add to the one nekuda that the Ben Yoyada there explains, what is the bracha of Rav Huna? We should be Gavrei Rav Revei. What's Rav Revei? Says the Ben Yoyada. We know that Chachmei Eretz Yisrael are called Rebbe. And Chachmei Bavel are called Rav. And each one has its own milo. The Anshei Eretz Yisrael have a milo, and Anshei Bavel have a milo. So when he says Gavrei Rav Revei, it means should be a Rav and a Rebbe. Rav and Rebbe together is Rav Revei. That's the bracha of Rav Huna. He should be Mamesh Adam Gadol. It's the greatest Gadol possible. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.